Thank you again for inviting me to stay in the house with you. I know it's not common behavior, but thank you for letting the traditional Alpha Omega rule slide. You can trust me with your Omega, no problem. It's not me you have to be worried about. I promise we will do our best to keep our voices down. Good night. I think they bought it. Your family really did seem to believe we were a real couple. They seemed pretty thrilled about me, actually. Did they always like me this much? Really? You're going to make me blush. I had no idea that they had been eyeing me for a daughter-in-law. It makes sense, considering we've been best friends since we were children. I mean, we've done practically everything together. When one of us presented as an Omega and then the other as an Alpha, it seemed natural that we would pair up together. At least, in their heads. I guess it's really going to break their heart when we inevitably break up for the real Alpha you end up courting. Speaking of which, how long do you think we're going to have to keep up with this whole courting charade? I was just curious if there were any alphas out in the real world who had actually caught your attention. We are only fake dating to get your family off your back. Eventually, they're going to figure it out. At least, if we aren't mated within the next few years. This is only a band-aid for the problem you're having. You realize that, don't you? I'm sorry. I'm not trying to make things harder on you. Would you mind if I took a seat next to you? You never know. There's only one bed in here. Maybe you wanted it all to yourself. This is your old room, after all. Over there is that shitty picture we took together. You know, when we snuck out and then it started to rain, so we ended up calling my brother to pick us up so we wouldn't get yelled at. Or, look at that behind you. There's a stuffy that I won you at the fair. Do you remember the noise you made when you saw him? I remember walking along, having a completely normal conversation. And then out of the corner of your eye, you saw this little guy. And you made some sort of a noise, like a, I think it was shock or excitement. Either way, you made a noise and you pointed at this little guy right here. And in that moment, I knew I had to do whatever it took to get you this prize. I think it ended up costing me, like, what, $50 for this thing? Damn, 70? I really spent $70 on this for you? I must really love you or something. It's not even that well made. Though, it is really soft. I get why you wanted him so badly. Do you take him everywhere you're going to sleep? Oh, is this the stuffy you sleep with every night? Oh my God, it is! That's so sweet! I thought it was going to end up in the back of your closet with all the other random junk we've gathered over the years. It makes me kind of happy. You know, knowing that you've treated this guy with so much respect. So if you and him are going to be sleeping on the bed tonight, does that mean I'm stuck on the floor? I mean, the bed would obviously be more comfortable to sleep in. But considering we aren't actually a couple, we're just pretending to be, It's probably better if one of us sleeps on the floor or something. I don't know if I would be able to justify sleeping on the couch. Don't really want to lie to your folks and say we got in a fight on the first night. I'm supposed to be making a good first impression as their future alpha-in-law. I promise I will be A-okay on the floor. We spent tons of nights like this growing up. You laying on your bed, me laying on the floor next to you, both of us staring up at the ceiling, pretending that we're sleeping. It never went well. We usually ended up staying up all night. We told jokes and giggled because neither of us wanted the conversation to ever end. I can't believe how excited I am for us to have a real sleepover again. My back is going to kill me in the morning. I'm not a teenager anymore. Sorry? I didn't catch that. What did you say? You're comfortable sharing a bed with me? Really? Oh. I mean, when you put it like that, it's kind of a good point. If your parents end up waking us up with breakfast, or one of your siblings comes in here and sees me on the floor, the whole thing would quickly fall apart. Since I'm here to help sell that you're in a relationship, that way your family doesn't try to mate you off to the newest suitor or anything, I'll join you in bed. There would be no point in going through all of the trouble of tonight to only give it away at the last moment. I don't want to lose my best friend. Besides, it's only for the week, right? We've spent more time than that together. You just gotta promise not to catch feelings for me. What? What am I doing? I'm getting ready for bed. What are you staring at? Yeah, this is what I'm going to be sleeping in. Once I got a place of my own, I realized the freedom to be had in sleeping in just my bra and panties. Does that make you uncomfortable? Should I put on a shirt or something? Oh, okay, good. I was worried there for a second. Thought I made you upset or something. Now move. I want to get under the covers. It's freezing out here. Aren't you going to join me, Omega? I wasn't expecting you to make such a reaction at that nickname. It's cute. I don't think I've ever thought of you like that. Doesn't matter. My arms eagerly wrap around you, making you the little spoon. Didn't think you would feel this good against me. So warm and soft. And you smell really nice. Is it a new soap or something? Well, whatever it is, it's working for you. Now let's try to get some sleep. Your family said they had a big day planned for us tomorrow. I fear for how early they want us to wake up. Let's get some rest. What are you doing? Once is a mistake. Twice is a coincidence. But three times? That's on purpose. Are you okay? Do you need something? If you keep wiggling your ass like that, I'm not responsible for my actions. You know the dangerous game you're playing, Omega. Teasing an alpha like that. You're not thinking correctly. You only want this right now because it feels good and you're feeling a bit bold. Instead of doing something that we might regret, why don't we close our eyes and try to go to sleep? I thought you were better than that, little O. You don't know when to quit while you're ahead, because you keep shaking your ass against me. If you wanted my attention, now you have it. Doesn't matter that you aren't close to your heat. This reaction is all because of how good you feel in my arms. Can't help but groan as the scent of watermelon fills the air. So sweet and ripe. Perfect for a bite. Is this too much? My tongue licks at your mating gland as the scent of slick fills the air. Can't help but arch yourself backwards, rubbing yourself against my hard cock. Can feel it so perfectly through the thin fabric of my panties. Your mouth waters at the girth. Have never wanted something inside you so badly, have you? Then use your words. Ask Alpha to fuck you nicely, Omega. My God. You're tight, like, really, really tight. Oh, yes. Don't think I've ever had someone that feels anything like this. You feel too fucking good to be real. Barely have started to fuck you and I'm already obsessed with the sensation. The way your hole wraps around me, stretching around the girth. You try to control your breathing to hide that it's bigger than you thought it was. It's a bit of a challenge when you're getting a little bit more of my cock inside you with every thrust. Working you up so that you can handle every inch. Oh, yes. Don't want you to tear, Omega. I want to make this good for you. If I'm going to be playing the part of your alpha, it only makes sense that I take care of your needs as well. It might raise alarm bells if we stayed here the entire time. And there is no trace of us fucking. This is probably for the best, yeah? We don't have to worry about what this means for our relationship. Not right now, at least. No reason to ruin a bit of fun with good sense. Just close your eyes and enjoy how my cock feels inside you. Nice and open around my length. Your whole struggles to take it all. But that doesn't mean you want it to stop. Love how it feels to be stretched so open. Only pushes you closer to the edge when you think about what that means for my knot. I'm going to have to be delicate with you, Omega. If I don't do this right, I'm going to end up hurting you with how thick my knot can get. Wouldn't want you to end up not being able to sit down without a wince. I can taste your sweat as my hand reaches around, starting to stroke you in time with my thrusts. Fuck. You're delicious, little O. You feel amazing when you do that. Clench around me again. Make your pussy as tight as possible, Omega. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Never had an Omega take it so well. Feels so fucking perfect. Oh, yes, yes. Might have to turn this into a weekly thing with you. Now that I've had a taste, I don't think I'm going to be able to give you up. You feel too fucking good wrapped around me, sinking my cock into the wet heat of your hole. It's almost addicting. Can't help the sounds you make as my hand keeps working you, rubbing you in time with my thrust. Every time my cock brushes past that little bundle of nerves inside you, you find yourself arching further into my touch. This is what you get for wiggling your ass against me, Omega. If you had kept your urges under control, then you wouldn't have my cock inside you. Oh, but I know you don't regret it. Probably have some sort of a smug look on your face as you get closer to your own release. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, it just feels so good to be fucked like a proper Omega, doesn't it? No, you aren't ready for a mate. But that also means you've been denying your body what it needs. Forgot how good it feels to be fucked into your place. You've spent so long being an independent Omega, taking care of yourself, going to work, paying bills, doing chores, running errands. You've neglected your own biology. Oh, fuck, look at you. You take me so well. Fucking you nice and deep how you need it. When was the last time you had an actual alpha little O? No wonder you're feeling so good. You're finally getting what your body craves. Not going to be happy until you're milking my nut for all it's worth. Just want a bit of alpha gum filling you up so that you can fall asleep easier. Oh, I know. It's all right, Omega. I know it's going to be easier for you to fall asleep when you're full. It's just how Omegas are hardwired. There's nothing wrong with being needy. Your biology, it wires you to be dependent on an alpha. Since you don't have a mate, I guess I'm the next best thing. At least your body seems to think so. You respond so beautifully to my touch. You rock yourself harder against my hand, granting yourself more friction, more pleasure. Every thrust inside you brings you that much closer to the edge. It's almost too much. You're teetering, but it's not enough, not yet. The only thing that's going to tip you over is the knot. I've been loving how it feels to have my girth stretching your pussy. You completely forgot about the knotting parts. Stuffed so full. You probably already thought it was inside you. Not a single thought in that sweet head of yours besides how good you're feeling, how close you are, how badly you crave my nuts. At the end of the day, you can pretend to be an independent omega. You can have a job and an apartment and live your own life, but it's always going to be a lie. At the end of the day, you just want to be a good omega, don't you? Oh, fuck. You just want to be praised and loved and taken care of. It's what every omega yearns for. Whether they want to admit it or not is another story. Oh, fuck. All omegas are the same at the end of the day. There's no reason to fight your biology or lie about your wants. It's okay that you want an alpha to control you and take care of you and tell you what to do. It's hardwired into you. It's why you're an omega. You take orders so well, love doing what you're told. Oh, maybe you do need an alpha. Perhaps you've been on your own for far too long. Your body is responding so eagerly as my knot inflates. It's like you're finally soothing that ache you've been pretending just doesn't exist. Ignoring how badly you need an alpha. Oh, it's all right, little O. I'm here. I'm going to take care of you. Can't believe I was so blind to my best friend's needs. Not anymore. Going to knot this hole of yours. Fill you until you're bursting with cum, Omega. Moving your ass against me. Impaling yourself further on my cock. Stretching your hole on my knot. You wanna come, don't you? Then let go, Omega. Don't hold back, let go. Let go and come for me. You can do it, I know you want to. You're so close, be a good Omega and come. Come with Alpha. You can do it, come with Alpha. Do you feel better with a knot inside you, little O? I'm glad you're taking it in stride. Maybe now you'll be able to fall asleep. I was looking forward to getting some rest before someone decided it would be a good idea to tease me. Are you happy with yourself? Somehow, I knew you were going to say exactly that. There's not an ounce of remorse in your voice for teasing me. I think this week just got a lot more dangerous for me. Now let's close our eyes and fall asleep for real this time. We have an early day tomorrow, and the last thing we need is for your family to walk in here and have us in such a compromising position. We can have a talk about what all of this means when we get back to our real life in the city. For the time being, let's just play the parts of a regular courting couple. Sound like a plan? Perfect. I'm just pulling you a bit closer, little love. That's all. You feel better than any stuffy I have. My nod isn't too distracting, is it? I'm glad that it makes you feel more relaxed. Maybe you'll be able to fall asleep quicker. Good night, Omega. Sleep tight.